again. Nigel Ogden here with The Organist Entertains, which tonight includes the sound of the Scala Theatre Rotherham Conacher organ, an interview with UK export organist Don Thompson, and a couple of numbers from Foley Bates at the Odeon Birmingham Compton, including John Belton's famous march, Down the Mall. Down the Mall from Foley Bates at the Odeon Birmingham. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the programme, ex-British subject Don Thompson was over here on Holes a couple of months ago, so we took the opportunity of inviting him along to the studio for a chat. When did you leave Britain?
1967, I think. August 67, I went to Beirut, and that's it. I haven't been back on it for any length of time since.
So you've been over in the States more or less since that time?
Most of the time, yes, but the last 5 years in Canada, of course.
Yes. Doing mostly what since you've been there, then?
Playing theatre organ, which is what I always wanted to do for a living, pipe organ, and I could never do it here because there was no possibility in those days.
Yeah.
But now there are pizza parlours in the United States and Canada, and you can earn a handsome salary by playing a pipe organ and having a good time.
Yeah. So where exactly are you then?
Toronto.
Toronto.
At the Organ Grinder restaurant.
The Organ Grinder restaurant.
We get lots and lots of people in who listen to the program.
Mm, good. And what's the instrument there?
Well, it's a hybrid. We have a big sign on the top of the music desk that says Wurlitzer, but it isn't. It was originally, and I think pretty well broken down, so there's bits of all kinds of things in it.
Mm.
Some of it's very old. It's all old, over 50 years.
What size?
12 ranks.
Yeah. Three manual?
Yeah, three manual 12 ranks, but very loud. It's voiced for playing pizza parlour music, so it's raucous and it sounds bigger.
Is it one of these fascinating instruments where all the pipework and percussion is displayed around the place?
That's right. The pipework isn't displayed, really. That's in a chamber, otherwise we'd have no expression.
Not
but
quite.
It's surrounded by glass.
Yeah.
Everything else is around the room, and we've got little twinkle lights.
Have you now?
On things, so that it's a visual thing, and we have all kinds of things like a fog machine, so if I'm doing ebb tide, for instance, I can shroud myself in fog.
Good gracious me.
We've got police lights and all kinds of things.
I wonder how that sort of thing would take off in the Tower Ballroom. Quite novel, wouldn't
it? From what I hear about the Tower Ballroom, it would do very well.
Probably so. Well, that's probably a very appropriate point to talk about this album of yours, Don Thompson Plays Organ Grinder Requests, which was recorded on the organ in that very pizza parlour. So, would you like to choose a track from that album?
Well, since the most popular British thing over there is Monty Python, with the television fans, why don't we listen to a little bit of Monty Python?
Why not? Don Thompson playing the Monty Python theme. What about organ programs over in the States, Don, and where you are?
Well, there are quite a lot, you know, but you've just got to be alert. I think there's five or six in the radio guide for Toronto alone, but I've never heard them all, because some are at times where, like, for instance, 6:30 on a Sunday morning is not a time that I'm going to be listening, you know, because I don't finish playing till late Saturday night. But there are a lot of them.
Theatre organ, mainly?
Mostly theatre organ, yes. They last about an hour.
Yeah.
There is one two-hour classical program every week, and he's a most knowledgeable man. And he plays a lot of Jane Parker Smith, you know, over here.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I keep running into her. She comes in the pizza parlour and...
She's a bit of playing over there, then, obviously.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure she's playing, but she uses the organ in St. James Cathedral to rehearse.
And, I see.
We were rehearsing together for... She was rehearsing for a broadcast, I was rehearsing for a concert. And,
That leads us rather nicely onto this second album which we've got, which is, I don't know, fairly different for you, perhaps. It's called To Carter, and is an album more or less of... completely of classical music, isn't it?
Yeah, I've... drifted into that recently. I find it a challenge and I find it very satisfying. It's been a source of great pleasure to me that they have accepted me as a theatre organist playing this kind of music, and they ask me to do these concerts on classical things, and they don't laugh.
Well, that's nice.
Except on the piece that I was going to suggest that you play, because it's meant to make people laugh.
Yes, well, tell us what that is then.
Well, it's by an organist called Billy Nall, and he's written a chorale prelude, or a trio, or whatever you like to call it, in the style of Bach, but the theme creeps in gradually, and people's faces gradually smile as they realise what it is, because it's by Jerome Kern.
Of course. Well, let's hear it. Thank you. Don Thompson playing the organ of St. James Cathedral, and the Billy Noel arrangement of the Jerome Kern song, All the Things You Are. So, the future continues to look pretty rosy for you, Don, I presume?
I'd just gone to do the same old thing, yeah. I think. I'm going to stay in the restaurant. I've more or less retired from the concert field because I really can't be bothered with it anymore, but, you know.
Well, it's a marvellous thing that you can bring the theatre organ to the public in this way by having them in the pizza parlours, because it's very much a playing to the gallery thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You've got to... you can't impose your own tastes on the people to any real extent. You've got to play what they want. What is encouraging for me is that it's mostly young people.
Yes.
Who are in there, and a new generation.
That's excellent.
And they're very loyal. They come back week after week after week. Yeah. Unfortunately, they ask for the same things week after week after week.
Yeah. But I suppose you don't mind too much.
No.
Well, it's good to see you. We wish you all the very, very best for the future, and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much.
And that was a chat I had with Don Thompson a few weeks ago. Now, it must be a good 5 years or so since we heard the individual sound of the three-manual, nine-rank Konica organ of the Scala Theatre Rotherham on the programme, so high time to renew acquaintance, I think. Still in its original location after 46 years, I'm delighted to report that it's in excellent health and used regularly. David Lowe plays at the Scala most weekends, so here he is with a George Gershwin classic. A foggy day in London town. David Lowe at the Scala Rotherham. It's good to know that as well as featuring the organ during film programmes and presenting regular concerts, the management positively encourages up-and-coming youngsters to gain theatre organ experience on this famous Konica, the only one of its kind remaining in a cinema. Here's David Lowe once again with an old 60s hit song called Call Me. Thank you. Scala Rotherham Conacher, David Lowe, and Call Me. A quick review of forthcoming concerts now. 3J's Gomersall tomorrow, the 29th, at 7:15 p.m, Jeff Stevenson. Sunday, the 30th, the final concert at the Pier Ballroom Red Car with Phil Kelsall at 2:30. And at the same time of day, but at the other end of the country, those famous sisters Ina Barger and Florence de Jong at the New Gallery, Regent Street. And at 3 on Sunday, that fine classical organist Nicholas Kynaston is playing at the Gunton Hall, Lowestoft. On Monday, December the 1st, at the Carlton Forum, Nottingham, at 8 p.m, John Mann. And at 7:30 on Thursday the 4th, Robert Wolfe at the Stotfold Social Club. Right, back now to the Odeon Birmingham Compton, recently restored to the rudest of health by Ron Curtis, and played here by Foley Bates with Eleonora. Eleonora, Foley Bates at the Odeon Birmingham. And now, yet again, I'm very sorry to have to tell you of the sudden death of one of this country's, and indeed Europe's, foremost electronic organists, Harold Smart, at the age of 58. Before we take a brief look at Harold's fascinating career, let's hear him on the Thomas Electronic, the company for whom he was chief demonstrator for so many years. Here's Harold with the theme from UFO. Harold Smart was born in 1922, the son of the equally famous theatre organist Charles Smart. After hearing the work of Milt Hirth and his trio, Harold decided that playing the organ was the life for him. And one of his first professional engagements was at the age of 15 when he toured with the show Stars of 1937. Although we instinctively associate Harold's name with the world of electronic organs, his rise to fame must surely have been helped by his many broadcasts from the BBC theatre organs. After a period in the army, he toured with Stars in Battle Dress, and while playing in London restaurants, he became organist for the popular BBC radio programme Sing It Again. Indeed, in 1952, Harold was appointed resident organist with the BBC show band, and 6 years of broadcasting three times a week gave him much valuable exposure. It was during this period that the late Michael Miles approached Harold with regard to playing the organ on his newly formed quiz programme, Take Your Pick, which resulted in an engagement of some 14 years. Although associated with Krumah and National Panasonic organs over the past couple of years, the bulk of Harold's involvement in the electronic organ industry was with the Thomas Organ Company, where his showcase presentations in his own unique style were always incredibly popular. We have lost yet another great star of the organ world, but we must be thankful that his superb artistry is preserved on numerous LP records. Harold was, of course, a prolific composer, producing much music for films and TV, and, of course, for the organ. As we end our brief tribute to this great man, listen to him once again on the Thomas Celebrity and Moog synthesizer with his own Midnight Moogie. And great, Harold Smart. I'll be back with you 7 days from now at 10:30 p.m. here on Radio 2. But just before I go, let me give you a reminder of our Christmas show in association with BBC Radio Manchester, featuring Ian Newell, Carolyn Riddick, Jerry Allen and George Blackmore. It all takes place on Sunday the 14th of December at 7:30 p.m. at our Playhouse Theatre here in Manchester. And you're all cordially invited. Complimentary tickets are available from us. The Organist Entertains, BBC, P.O. Box 27, Manchester. The Organist Entertains, BBC, P.O. Box 27, Manchester. Right, well, I'll look forward to the pleasure of your company next week. And so, with thanks to my producer, Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying cheerio. Bye-bye now.